please call the roll.
Mayor Olson?
Here.
Alderman Dandrea?
Here.
Alderman Mayor?
Here.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Here.
Alderwoman Hanneman?
Here.
Alderman Barber?
Here.
Alderman Nelson?
Here.
We have a quorum. Please rise, join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That's not me. Before we get started, I wanted to take just a second to recognize the passing of Mildred Perry. For those of you who've been in the community a long time, or even not even so long, might be familiar with Mildred's name. Millie has been active in the community since decades. She served on the school board for about 18 years. She served on Parks, I believe.
Personnel.
And civil service. She spent many years advocating for women's rights. She was appointed to several of the commissions throughout the state at various levels. She was a wonderful lady. And she, just a little tidbit, she was one of the three competing for the second district alderman chair in 1998 when I was appointed. So Millie passed away, I think, 2 days ago. And ceremonies at St. Martin of Tours tomorrow, Thursday. So if we could have a moment of silence, please, for Millie. Thank you very much. First order of business is call to order, and we did that. Next item is citizens' comment period. Any citizen wishing to speak? Since there's only one citizen, there is none rising to speak. I'll close the citizen comment period. Next item is approval of the regular meeting minutes of Common Council meeting of June 15th. Any additions or corrections?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We have no hearings, no organizational business, no letters and petitions, so we move on to G1. An ordinance, this is on page 9, an ordinance to amend ordinance 2020-2053, an ordinance adopting 2021 annual budgets for the Capital Improvement Fund to provide an additional $50,000 appropriation for the Marquette Road Extension Project.
So moved. Check.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G2, page, yes?
There were two options on that. One was to either not take any action, or one was to adopt the motion.
And I am appropriately corrected. We do need a roll call vote, but there is only one action listed.
Only one. There's on my copy on page 9, there's the first staff recommends that you take no action, and alternately you could adopt the motion to take on the budget amendment.
And page 9?
And under the council action on page 10, it says motion adopting. So.
I apologize.
All right, Madam Clerk, it's fine.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayor.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
For the record, that motion on G1 passes 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. And Paul and I are 1-for-1 each because I missed the roll call. So there we go. G2, page 13, is the resolution to relocate Wisconsin Energy's pole at 7475 South 49th.
Mayor.
Alderman Wilhelm.
I'll make the motion, but I do have...
Is there a second?
Second.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Who will be noticing the residents at 7475? Will that be the electric company or a staff?
Yeah, We Energies.
Okay, thank you.
The answer to that was We Energies. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G3, page 21, a resolution to acquire water main easement from 8000 South Scepter Drive for Knollwood Legacy Apartments. Alderman Mayor.
Move to approve.
Mr. City Attorney.
Subject to minor changes to the resolution and the easement approved by the city engineer and city attorney.
Motion includes that.
I accept that.
All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G4, on page 31, a motion to release a letter of credit for Old National Bank to Knollwood Legacy Apartments for their project.
Move to approve.
Second.
Discussion, all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G5 has an amendment at your place. It's authorized consulting services agreement with S.B. Friedman for financial analysis service for existing and future TID agreements. Alderman Wilhelm.
Question about how much automatic contact will be able to be made between the consulting services. I don't know what the new policies that are in the works, that we're not supposed to contact outside agencies, but there are an awful lot of questions we get on TIDs. Right now, we can turn to Paul if this is being taken over. I'm understanding Paul's kind of short, so we would we be able to contact these people at all for questions since they'd be running the details or not?
Well, they're going to be on a contract hourly rate, so my suggestion is get the question to the director of administration. Madam Director.
So there wouldn't be any change in the process for the city? This is not replacing what internal staff is doing. This is supplementing what internal staff is doing. So when staff doesn't have the expertise, perhaps on market rates of rents and costs of land and buildings and things like that, we would use this consultant for those matters. But staff would still be responsible for all of the TID details, and then we would be the conduit to the council.
Okay, so they're not like replacing Paul when Paul retires?
No, not at all.
Like that. Okay.
Anyone else? Alderman the mayor.
Is this the most cost-effective way to do this? Probably director of administration or Paul?
Madam Director.
Absolutely. We would only be contacting the consultant if we don't have the expertise inside to do these things. For example, we might have a request from a developer that we're looking to do a TID agreement with, and they might have a request for millions of dollars. And so there's a lot of things in those agreements, in those terms, that staff can perform, but then there's some things where we're not experts on how much construction costs are today out in the world. We're not experts on some perhaps clawback terms or the most recent development lingo and things like that. So those would be the things. Again, we would only go to the consultant when staff is not able to handle things. And usually we're talking about hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, and it's just really to protect another layer for our taxpayers.
Thank you.
And funds from this come from the respective TIDs. There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G6, page 35, is a resolution to reimburse Mills Hotel Wyoming LLC to construct a portion of Ryan Creek Trail in the Ryan Meadows subdivision for $69,662.50.
So moved.
Second.
You said that just as I was looking at you, Alderman. Discussion, Alderman and Mayor.
This is push
your button.
This is above and beyond what. This is above and beyond what we were requiring from them, correct? Because we wanted them to put in sidewalk, but now it's been extended to 10 feet, so that extra footage is what this is regarding. They're still responsible for the initial, and then this would be the addition.
Correct. When you look at the quantities, it's basically it's a slight extra
5 feet for the sidewalk.
Okay, thank you.
Any others? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G7, page 45, is a resolution for Grafe to prepare a Ryan Creek Bicycle Pedestrian Trail Master Plan for $57,000.
I move to authorize.
Second.
Hanneman and Mayor, any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G8, page 57, a resolution for Ari Smith to prepare an assured wetland delineation of 151 acres at a potential park site on South 112th Street for $17,400.
I move the resolution.
Let's do Nelson and then Hanneman. Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G9, page 63, approval of event service agreement with Service Sanitation 2021 St. Martin's Fair. You'll see their product lining Legend Drive.
Second.
It's Mayor and Alderman Wilhelm. All those in favor.
G9.
G9. Suggest- oh, I'm sorry. Push your button, Jesse.
Suggest adding to the motion on the council action sheet, comma, and the potential increase in agreement cost for damage waiver fees, comma, and the potential changes in the agreement terms akin to the terms of the city standard form services agreement.
I'll read well. It's been approved by the maker and second. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G10, page 69, is a resolution to issue a contract change order number one to Payne and Dolan for the 2021 street improvement program in the amount of $49,577.70. Barbara and Wilhelm, all those in favor, any questions? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G11, page 83, is a resolution to grant an underground electric distribution easement to Wisconsin Electric Power, actually it's We Energies, for the City of Franklin Community Development Authority owned parcel at 10200 South 52nd Street and Oakwood Park Drive.
I move adoption.
Is there a second?
Second.
The clerk says it is Wisconsin Energy Electric. Anyway, Mr. City Attorney.
I would suggest a change to the proposed motion on the council action sheet to add thereafter, comma, subject to potential changes to the resolution and the easement upon the land ownership review by the engineering department, comma, as may be approved by the city engineer and the city attorney, comma, and potential referral to the community development authority for review and approval based upon the land ownership review.
That was Alderman Mayer, is that your?
I'll amend my motion to include the recommendation from the city attorney.
My second.
Okay. Okay, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Are we charging them for this service like they charge us?
I really tried. No.
Life isn't fair, right?
Yep.
G12, page 89, resolution to issue change orders 2 and 3 to Stab Construction Corporation for the Franklin Corporate Park Wastewater Pumping Station in the amount of $18,031.73 as an increase.
I move approval of option A.
Second.
Hanneman, option A with Alderman Dandry's support. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G13, page 121, approval to dispose of two engineering vehicles.
So moved.
Barbara and Wilhelm, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G14, page 123, is approval of a job description for the Health Department Public Health Program Manager's position.
So moved.
Second.
And I do support this. It's long needed. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G15 also is long overdue. Page 127, approval of job description for Administration Department Human Resources Manager position.
So moved. Second.
So moved. Is there a second?
I thought Kristen.
No,
she was raising her hand.
I moved.
So it's Barbara and Mayor, Alderman Wilhelm.
On page 129.
Push your button, Kristen.
Is it on now? On page 129, there's a bullet point. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4th one down. It starts with interprets and maintains. Could we slightly reword that? My concern is the way it reads without kind of enough commas is that the person will interpret and maintain, and then it says resolutions and ordinance. And it does say related to personnel and labor relations, but the clerk's office does all the, she maintains those records. So could we just reword that just a little bit? Maybe Jesse could give some suggestions as part of the adoption for.
Pass to the administrator.
So those labor agreements are maintained in Human Resources? We're the custodian, I believe, for those agreements?
So all labor resolutions, the clerk does is not
there's
responsible
only,
for?
There's only two labor agreements.
Okay. So she's still have records.
I think you're talking agreements. She's talking ordinances and resolutions. She's saying because of the commas, it's if you read the beginning of the sentence, it ties into the end of the sentence saying maintains the resolutions and ordinances related to personnel.
So then maybe
I have a suggestion.
We can, yeah, I was going to say I have a suggestion. We could just say administers city policies, resolutions, and ordinances because that's what HR does is administers those documents.
So instead of the word administers, that's exactly the change I was going to propose. Administers between the word and all city policies. So it would read and administers all city policies.
As amended.
Alderman Mayor, I think you were a second.
Yes.
Okay, with that, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G16, page 143, approval of one employee recruitment and retention tool policy.
So moved.
Second.
You can give it to Mark.
Okay, we got lots of hands. Barbara and Dandria. Nelson first, then Hanneman. Sorry, usually it's ladies first. Push your button, John.
It's good.
Thank you. So just a question, and I'm looking through this. I looked through it just a couple times briefly. Now, when, and I'm my focus on this piece is on the retention part of it. So let's say, for example, you've got Madam Clerk, and I'm going to just use this example, and you're looking at somebody that's been here a long time, knows where everything is, how we do everything. You had a situation with COVID where she couldn't work from home and her staff had to be here. And when we're looking at retaining this very vital group of the team, I'm not sure if you can maybe explain through this. There's a lot of verbiage in here about things. How could somebody like that prove, like they really put it out there? I mean, every day had to be, I mean, that's the retention piece plus, you know, how could they be compensated for perhaps the above and beyond type thing, if there could be something?
So that's not really what retention is referring into in here, but we can certainly, if there's some suggestions on retention in that regard, we can certainly add things. These items actually started in some internal discussions between staff, mainly myself and the police chief, with regard to some difficulties hiring and on the retention side, it's really the advance notice of separation that piece is referring to. But the way I had written the policy was so that we could add additional clauses or additional policy specifications for different parameters that the council would want to put in place. So that's certainly something we could look at going forward. This was simply a referral bonus, a sign-on bonus,
right,
an advance notice of separation. Because when you do have somebody that's here for a long term, it's in a critical position, and somebody gives 2 weeks' notice, that really doesn't help our continuity of operation. So that's really the retention piece of this from that regard.
If there could be something or looked at something specifically for the clerk's office, this is just me speaking, that I'm, you know, was very, very impressed with how things have run so smoothly, and we have her to thank for that and her team to thank for that, because it would be a really bad day if she just said, yeah, I'm going to give you a two-week notice. That's a sidebar. But anyway, thank you. I yield.
Okay, now we've seen exactly why the mayor runs the employees and not the common council. There is a plan in place to compensate additionally employees who do an exceptional job within their job classification and pay range. And it is used periodically. So we do recognize good work from employees to the extent that their pay range can support it. and that there's money in the budget. Alderman Hanneman.
Thank you, Mayor. My button?
Please.
Just a couple of technicalities that I have questions on. As we're looking at the sign-on bonus, those I see will be authorized jointly by the Director of Administration and the hiring department head, whereas under voluntary separation stipend, that's jointly by the Director of Administration and the mayor. So I'm wondering the thought process on having different authorizing individuals on that.
So we discussed this at the committee level as well. The very first basic item is each one of these has to have a dual authorization, mm-hmm. right? We don't want any one person to have that kind of control. The sign-on bonus, the reason it's the Department of Administration and the hiring manager is because those are the people that are hiring somebody, mm-hmm. and they're in the know on what is needed to get this person hired and, mm-hmm. and what would be valid. The advanced notification, that's more of an organizational higher level. So this would be something where we would go through ahead of time, mm-hmm. and we would know which positions, for example, again, staying on the city clerk track, if the city clerk was going to separate, would that be a position that the city would look to do an advance notice payment on? Well, of course, right? There's a lot to learn, and there's a lot of benefit to the city to do that. But perhaps maybe on one of the people in the treasury that are collecting payments, that might not be such a learning curve. So really there'd be no advance notice. So that's more of an organizational issue, okay. versus a department head, because if we put that at the department head level, things could be construed a little differently, department by department versus organizationally.
Okay. Secondly, if I may, as we're going into the budget process for 2022, will there be a line item pool of money placed into the budget for this?
So there is right now. If you recall, there was, I believe, in the neighborhood of 30 to 35 or 36,000 in the 2020 mm-hmm. budget, and we didn't have really an established program. That's something we're working on from a personnel committee and staff level.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, that would be my desire. Is I don't believe it's appropriate to put extra monies in individual budgets. That would be in a line item where, you know, the mayor, and then as far as the performance process goes, that we could manage. So we will be switching that in 2022.
Okay, thanks.
Madam Clerk, you had a comment? Anyone else? Alderman Mayor.
Mr. Mayor, a couple years ago, okay, I had it pushed though. Merit pay was approved a couple of years ago, but it was put on hold, as I recall, because we didn't have a policy or procedure to enact it within the departments. But now you're kind of suggesting that there is merit pay in certain areas, which I wholly support, that is under your control then?
Actually, for the departments that report to me, yes.
Okay.
The department heads who have employees under them who are exemplary and they would like to do that, there is a method they can do that, but we tend to use it very sparingly because we don't have set guidelines or training or any of that.
Right. Can we get a report of when it's used, where it's used, and maybe a explanation or a rationale? Is that possible?
Off the top of my head, I don't see any reason why not, but I reserve the right to say no.
Okay. But in the case that Alderman Nelson brought up, when we all know the city clerk has been putting in tons and tons of hours, you're suggesting that there is some way to compensate that team either by pay or time off or some way to compensate?
Well, It appears that I'm being lobbied here for some additional pay and time off for just a certain number of staff.
Well, let's look at anywhere. I'm not suggesting that that's the only place. That's the department that came up in the discussion, but it could hold true for any department. It could hold true for public works over the holiday weekend or any other department.
there is no policy in place that permits us to blanket give out merit increases, nor is there really a policy that allows us to do it individually. Okay, so we don't have a format. It's been used on some occasions, not a lot. But again, it all relates to how much money is in the budget and where is the person in regards to the salary range that they're in. And that's all taken into account.
That's understood. I'm just curious when this occurs and if we can get a reporting of it. It's good for us to know when our employees are performing above and beyond as well. I know they all do that regularly, but I'd like to know when they're given the whatever kind of gratitude we're expressing.
Again, I'm going to say yes with the right to renege on the yes.
All right.
Alderman Hanneman.
If I could just follow up on that comment, I would be very reluctant to put in a public council packet who received what particular amount of a bonus or a merit increase or whatever. I don't know that I find that to be appropriate, possibly for a closed session item, but I don't necessarily know that I need to know individuals. Just an editorial comment there.
Just clarification, it would be a personnel issue, so I would totally support a closed
okay, that wasn't
session.
Understood.
Absolutely.
I'm not sure. No, we can't do that. That's not proper use of closed session. This is why I said yes, with the right to reserve to say no, because there's a lot of issues here, and I go back to it. This is why there's one person in charge of all of the departments, Alderman Wilhelm.
Is it on? Well, I don't necessarily have the need to know. The taxpayers have the right to know. So this is their money we're giving to people. And I have concern with, you know, people, oh, well, you know, if you pretty much do everything a certain way, for me, you're going to get, you know, the merit. And if you don't really follow what I'm saying, you know, you don't ever see anything. So I'm hoping we can find a way to not have politics in this and pushing certain agendas by people getting rewarded for certain things. You know, I'm not trying to make a big deal out of this, but these kind of things happen. And I just hope it's a well-written policy and we shouldn't have concerns. But the taxpayers do have a right to know where we're spending their money. So.
I appreciate the political comment. And the idea that this is favoritism, you didn't listen to me when I said it's handled very sparingly within the budget of authorized money. There's your taxpayer portion of it. And it's not political. It's not favoritism. That's why there are people that are mad that they haven't received a merit increase. It's not favoritism. It's based purely on job performance above and beyond. And by the way, none of this is on the agenda. Alderman Wilhelm.
I'd just like to make a comment that I didn't actually state it in those terms. And I said these things do happen. I didn't say it was happening. And you said I didn't listen. I want you to know that I did listen very carefully to what you said. And there was no political aim at you. Thank you.
Alderman Mayer.
One final comment. We're talking about retention. We're talking about keeping our employees wanting to stay here and wanting to give the best they can every day for our citizens. I think the other sidebar discussion that we're talking about totally does fit into that. And my suggestion is, Peggy, on top of all of your things that you're busy doing this summer, maybe we should put that policy into a higher priority and start hammering that out as well, because nothing detracts from employee morale than unfairness. And if we possibly create some sort of a atmosphere that could look like it's being more fair to some and less fair to others, that would be a bad thing. And that would detract from our employee retention all the way around. So I think the sooner we can get that policy in place, the better.
Did we vote on this? All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G17, page 149, is a review of other OPEB, other post-employment benefit investment policy. This one, I think this went to the Finance Committee, so that's why you guys know what's going on. Okay. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G18, the May financial report, page 159. Any highlights, Mr. Rotzenberg? Any areas of concern? Any questions for the Director of Finance? Is there a motion to receive and place on file?
Motion to receive and place on file.
Second.
Hanneman and Nelson. All those in favor? Now, Johnny on the spot, I said, any questions for the Director of Finance? And you looked at me and said, no. Alderman Dandry, push your button.
The motion first. One thing that was discussed, I don't have this question for the finance director, but one thing that was discussed is we're going to have an excess dollar amount of probably in the tune of $300,000, and there's no director or there's no direction on where the accounts were. The administration should put this. Mm-hmm. So this is something that the council has to think about in the short term that's going to be hitting them in the face, because Mr. Rotzenberg is going to be asking again. So start to think about it, about where this potential excess dollar amount could potentially be diverted or directed. Okay? That's all.
Great.
I was going to ask.
Thanks. Yeah. Did we vote on it?
No.
All those in favor, receive and place on file, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. The ever-present item H, licenses. Alderman Nelson? Alderwoman Hanneman? Alderwoman Wilhelm? Who's got the duty?
I believe
you. Alderman Nelson, push your button, John. If it's you.
Something got weird.
Yeah.
First page one, we had a no-show for one, so I believe that she'll be coming next week on Hogan. Everything else was down approved till Brandon Hamilton Smith was hold for background. And page two, everything was approved down to Heather Flores. That was hold for appearance for incomplete application. And the rest were approved.
So the motion was made by Alderman Nelson, seconded by Alderman Wilhelm. Any discussion? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. I-1 vouchers. Is there a motion approved in the following city vouchers with an ending date of July 1st, 2021, in the amount of $3,268,178.37? And payroll dated June 18th, 2021, in the amount of $427,042.97, and payments of the various payroll deductions in the amount of $449,344.88, plus sitting matching payments. And payroll dated July 2nd, 2021, in the amount of $414,151.51, and payments of the various payroll deductions in the amount of $233,851.09, plus sitting matching payments. And payroll estimated for July 16th in the amount of $410,000 in payments and various payroll deductions, estimated $454,000 plus city matching payments, and release of the Wisconsin Energy, We Energies check, not to exceed $6,500 for the light pole move on Market Avenue.
So move.
Second.
Barbara and Andrea, Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Motion carries. Six ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. We come to almost a record time for the Common Council at 7:06. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.